When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Everybody, how's it going? Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! How you doing? I had a great Christmas with my kids. I wasn't sure if I was going to do an episode this week because, I mean, yesterday was Christmas and I was like, I'm not doing it today. But I was kind of just thinking that, because we're only a few episodes like into the show or whatever, so I don't know how many people are following it, but I thought it would be cool to do just a little something on Christmas and maybe keep it short so that you can spend more of your time actually listening to this music at Christmas time than anything else. So the main one that, of course, I want to talk about, and I'm not going to get like too deep. This won't be like a normal episode or whatever in terms of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, especially because like I can't even tell you all the songs that I love by them, because largely speaking, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, who I'm here to talk to you about today, I just put on their albums at Christmas time because they're generally all very good. Not every song is my favorite song of all time, but in general, the atmosphere that is created by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which is basically a heavy metal music orchestra that combines orchestral pieces and with sort of more rock-oriented things and some beautiful melodies and lots of things that are sort of like public domain and free for all to use, but classic pieces of music, wonderful things. You know, most people know them for their music being used for like lighting decorations at houses that have syncopated and like timed lighting things that'll go up. People use the Sarajevo 1224 a million times. Christmas Eve, it's an instrumental. Wizards in Winter is another one that gets used all the time, or the Mad Russian's Christmas. They have so much great stuff. I mean, at this point, they've released 7 records. Seven records? Yeah, I mean, it's, and then a single. There's a lot of stuff, and I really generally enjoy all of it. The whole point of this show is to shine a light on great music that isn't being considered great for one reason or another. And I think, it's like when you talk about, oh, well, all they do is Christmas music. All they do is Christmas music, and they do it so well, and they've got the greatest musicians and the most wonderful singers, and just like going to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra and see some of these things performed and the wonderful show that they put on, and they've been doing it for ages now. It's become a big thing, but it's not exactly like, oh, the Christmas band. What they're doing here is amazing. I mean, really. It's just incredible. There's a very good friend of mine, or a good friend of my family's, I should say, Al Petrelli, who has been involved with this band from the beginning, and he is just such a talented player. He's somebody that has played with a band called Dream Theater, which is so awesome, and many other bands. He played in a band with my father called Widowmaker ages ago, and I have just always been such a huge fan of his, and he is one of the people who got together with Paul O'Neill, who's the creator of this thing. You know, it's so funny when you go to like their Wikipedia, they actually call them a heavy metal band, which I think is just so limiting, and why they're, they don't get the respect that they deserve, because The Trans-Siberian Orchestra is something for everybody. Every person, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of music you like, should go see them sometime for Christmas. The main three of these people from Sabotage is it's Paul O'Neill, who's a lyricist and composer, producer, and he's got John Olivia and Al Petrelli, who, like I said, is amazing. And there's a guy named Robert Kinkle, who's also a co-producer, as the core creative team for a long time. What they do is amazing. It's just, it's really, really high level, skillfully executed orchestra music with electric guitars and rock drumming and things like that. It is so something for everyone, and such a lovely, lovely, lovely bit of Christmas vibe to have on in the background. It's just, you know, it's these orchestral pieces, and but there, a lot of them are played just towards Christmas and towards the vibe, and you know, you get a lot of like the sleigh bells ringing kind of stuff. But I really think it's just so well played, well executed. I mean, there is a long list of people who are understudies for the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, trying to get into the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, people who are great players who've been chomping at the bit. And I mean, when you have a list of people trying to get and do it, like, of course, when you go see them, it is just an incredible rock concert that will fill you with Christmas joy. And I highly recommend it. I highly recommend it in the background. So anyway, I'm going to make this show kind of on the shorter side, but I do want to talk about a couple Christmas albums that I think are just like the quintessential. You know, I come from a family with some really great taste, and I grew up listening to a few different things that I think are pretty awesome and I would highly recommend. One in particular is A Christmas Gift for You from Phil Spector. This is Darlene Love, the Ronettes, the Blue Jeans. I mean, just so many great songs. It's all the classics, but done. These are a lot of the versions that you know, this album people know. But these are the versions that you will remember of everything. From The Bells of St. Mary, Frosty the Snowman, White Christmas by Darlene Love, Santa Claus is Coming to Town by The Crystals, Sleigh Ride by The Ronettes, A Marshmallow World by Darlene Love, I Saw Mama Kissing Santa Claus by The Ronettes, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer by The Crystals, Winter Wonderland by Darlene Love, Parade of the Wooden Soldiers by The Crystals, Christmas Baby Please Come Home, which is my favorite fucking Christmas song of all time. Darlene Love, Christmas Baby, Please Come Home. Baby, please come home. Christmas, oh, lights on the tree. I'm watching them shine. Oh, God, I love that song. If you've never heard Darlene Love sing Christmas, Baby, Please Come Home, oh, I cried by the end of the song. I just did an episode. If you're into films, Christmas movies, I just did an episode that's not necessarily geek culture related, but it's for my Coolest Geek Alive podcast. It's a 15 of the greatest Christmas movies that you may never have seen. And there are some amazing ones over there. Highly recommend check out that podcast. And I also did it was 18, I think I ended up giving, of the great non-traditional Christmas movies that you can check out. I did that over the weekend. So if you want some recommendations there for films, go check that stuff out. Anyway, last few songs here on this record, besides Baby Please Come Home, you've got Here Comes Santa Claus by the Blue Jeans, Silent Night by the Blue Jeans and Darlene Love and Bob B. Sox. I mean, just everybody's on that one. All of these records are just some of the greatest Christmas music that you will ever hear in your life, and you must indulge. All right, so moving on. So I also want to recommend the Charlie Brown Christmas, which is like largely just kind of like jazz music and stuff, but it's super fun, and I really think the ambiance created there, similar to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, is so awesome. I mean, a lot of these are obvious, but I mean, like, for Christmas, it's like, if you're talking about the greatest shit, and like, I just want to add like a couple of the greatest shit to, you know, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, who kind of doesn't get enough respect because they're just the Christmas band or whatever. The Chipmunks have also done some really great, lovely, simple bits of Christmas stuff, and that stuff is awesome to find as well. I highly recommend all of that, all of those silly little bits. Finally, there's a couple little ones that I want to shout out. There's one in particular. It's a heavy metal band, and they did a cover of The Mean One by, you know, I think it was whoever produced that stuff, the Chuck Jones produced cartoon. It is so well done, from the vocal performance to the music and how well it's just like boiled down to, like just its parts, and but also still executed with great, just great personality. Just everything about it is just incredible. If you find Small Town Titans covering You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, you will not be disappointed. Finally, you know, a little self-serving here, but my father, he wrote an amazing Christmas song for my mother years ago, and it's called God Bless Us Everyone. It was eventually recorded by Celine Dion. It's on Celine Dion's Christmas record. Celine Dion's Christmas record is awesome. And actually, Rosie O'Donnell's Christmas record that she had put out around that time, where she had her you know, she basically collected a whole bunch of her friends or whatever and made like a collection of Christmas songs from that time. And that's actually really strong too. We've had multiple like girlfriends come in from other families who those records were staples of their Christmas. So it just happens to be a tie to me. But my dad's song, God Bless Us Everyone in particular, I so recommend it. He wrote it for my mom. The original demo, I think, was recorded by Taylor Dane. If I'm not wrong, the original demo was even better than ones that have come out, but it's an awesome song, God Bless Us Everyone. It's actually been covered by lots of people, and it's a great Christmas song just in general. If you're just looking for a new great Christmas song, wow, great one. Good job, Dad.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric Smart Color Changing Light Bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Say big on all Fight Lighting Smart Home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Anyway, additional to that, again, a little self-serving, but I'm telling you, man, it's awesome. Twisted Christmas. My father and Twisted Sister had put out a record just dedicated to Christmas, and they really put some creativity into it. And the approaches that they use for songs like Silver Bells, which has just a great AC/DC vibe, and the humor that was brought to things like Heavy Metal Christmas, which is just like, you know, your typical 12 Days of Christmas, but done with a little heavy metal pizzazz lyrically and whatnot. It all plays so great. I wish the production of it was a little bit cleaner. It's a dirty, grimy kind of rock and roll record, but there are a number of awesome, awesome, awesome songs on it. If you like heavier rock stuff, you'll probably like the majority of the record. I mean, maybe everything. There's a great duet on there with Lita Ford of I'll Be Home for Christmas. There's the opening song, which I'm forgetting. It just has a little bit of like a Ramones kind of vibe, but it starts off like really classic-y, and it's a little bit of like a joke, but kicks off the record right. And it's awesome. It's really, really awesome. It has stayed a staple in my Christmas listening, even though I've long been out of the house and I don't have to do that just to make my dad feel better. He really did a great job just putting together something that felt really fucking Christmassy and awesome. So that's it for me. The only other bit of music that I'm going to recommend for you for this episode, and you're probably not going to be able to find it by itself, like on record, is just a few Christmas films that have some amazing music in it that I love. These are ones that tend to not be written about or forgotten about. Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas is great. Has some really beautiful songs in it. Even better than that is the original Chuck Jones, How the Grinch Stole Christmas cartoon that has the original rendition of The Mean One. But better than that, better than all of that, is one of my favorite musicals of all time. It's called The Christmas That Almost Wasn't. I don't think there's anywhere that you'll be able to find the soundtrack. I don't think there's a lot of people covering the songs, but the music in it is amazing. Literally on my last episode, I was singing them. They are so awesome. Just some of the titles, you know, Why Can't Every Day Be Christmas? The Christmas That Almost Wasn't. What Are Children Like When They're Wide Awake? Sung by Santa Claus, A Sweet Lament. The whole movie is sweet and adorable. It was made fun of by Mystery Science Theater, but it doesn't change. You know, it's a little low rent. It's a dubbed film made in Italy or whatever, but it's very sweet, and the music in it is really moving and special. So I highly recommend that. But just to say one last thing about the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, they tour every year. They have multiple chapters. So like, there's like an East Coast touring chapter and a West Coast touring chapter. They are worth seeing. You know, this is dedicated to them, but it's hard to like sit there and talk about every single individual song or whatever for me as a fan, because I just listen to those records on repeat at Christmas when I want on some great ambiance in the background. There's just so much to like, so many great songs that you'll find yourself saving. And I mean, you can really make, if you put together all of their like big opus orchestral pieces, like back to back, I mean, it's just like, you know, just a couple hours of cool orchestral music executed with real weight and, you know, real impact. Orchestras, I love some great orchestra music, but I mean, if you just take it to that next extreme with the electrification of the guitars and, you know, a couple extra little elements like that, just takes on another level, a new life. It's just so incredible. So that's it. I don't want to make this too long. You know, we're getting up to like 15 minutes or whatever. I'm going to leave you with this song from DILF USA. It's a great blessing. I wrote this for my family, as you know, dedicated to my father and my mother, who have always given us such a great Christmas. And I wrote this a long time ago, and my guitar player just happened to pick it up and like gave me almost a fully produced song a year after I showed it to him, because he really liked it so much, and he did such a great job. He put so much love into this. And then me and my girl Julie went around and shot this great music video. You can find it on YouTube, and hopefully pretty soon you'll be able to find it on Spotify and all these things. DILF USA got pulled down from Spotify for a minute, but it should be all fixed, so pretty soon you'll be able to find it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
I hope you had a great holiday. I look forward to you guys getting to know me and me getting to know you a little bit more in the new year as I talk about more bands. I've been listening to Motorhead, getting ready to do that. Been listening to some Weird Al Yankovic, getting ready to do his episode. I've got so many great bands that are just fucking incredible and not yelled and screamed and loved enough, as far as I'm concerned, by people in the mainstream. And I think a lot of these bands on the fringe, the periphery of what you might call popular music, they have so much more to offer than those in popular music. And until those people are honored the same way those bands are honored, I'm going to be here yelling about it. So I hope that you've all come to understand why mainstream music sucks and why you should be listening to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. This is you know, just a product of the world that we live in, that we have all of this bland covers of all the same songs over and over and over and over again. It's really cool to see somebody trying to do something different in the space. They also have a lot of original Christmas songs, some of which are really great and wonderful. I mean, in general, it's all very, very well done. Music executed at the highest level. Anyway, you can join us every Monday for a fresh and eclectic favorite band of the week. I'm sorry I was a day late because of Christmas this week. Plus, you can write to me at jesseblaze@jessesnyder.com, or you can follow me on Twitter. I'm Jesse Blaze. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm at Coolest Geek JBS. If you're a geek like me, please join me every Wednesday and every Saturday for my geek culture podcast, Coolest Geek Alive, where we explore the complexities of adapting rich geek culture source material into films and TV. I've got a great comic book on Fund My Comic right now. It's called Fucking for Our Future. It's fucking hysterical. I stand by it. Go check out the thing. I guarantee you, if you're not laughing within a few minutes of looking at that page, I'll send you money. Just write to me and tell me, oh man, it wasn't funny. No, it's fucking funny. I promise you. You'll love it. Anyway, you've been listening to All Your Favorite Bands Suck. Thank you for joining me. I love you. And I look forward to seeing you again on another fabulous episode of All Your Favorite Bands Suck. Enjoy Countdown to Christmas by DILF USA. Peace.
Countdown to Christmas. Countdown to gifts. Countdown to smiles on all our lips. Countdown to peace on earth and peace of mind. Countdown to bliss. Countdown to Christmas. On the first day of December, slowly, anticipation gets us through it. But we don't want to wait to celebrate. We want it now and not a second too late. Countdown to Christmas. Countdown. Countdown to smiles on all our lips. Countdown to peace on earth and peace of mind. Countdown to bliss. Countdown to Christmas. Lighting the tree, decorations, billions of light hearts, millions of places searching slowly. Countdown to Christmas, countdown to gifts, countdown to smiles on all our lips, countdown to peace on earth and peace of mind, countdown to bliss, countdown to Christmas.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Say big on all Fight Lighting smart home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save.